right, the whole waterboarding, Nancy Pelosi, should we, shouldn't we release more photos and memos? Merry-go-round continues. No, unfortunately, that's where we start here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous week. Do you believe it? It's Tuesday already. Slashing into quickly, or morphing into, slashing is not a good word, morphing into Wednesday as I speak in most areas across the country. And you know what that means. We're on the other side, baby. We've made it over the hill. And we can see the finish line as it gets closer to yet another weekend. Okay, here's the deal when it comes to the Beltway. It's all conversation all the time about the detainees at Gitmo, which, of course, it makes sense because there's been this vote about what do you do with the folks that are there. And you're talking about really a total of 240. And ultimately, who's going to pay the price? Because we can't afford to close Gitmo. That's what it's looking like. We've talked about this now for a week or so. And the whole idea that, oh, it's just a horrific place and people are being tortured and, okay, it was the three. And, you know, the repercussions internationally are outrageous and all that other sort of stuff. And then it turns out that it's great to paint these broad strokes, but then there's nothing, at least that we've seen, to completely back this up. And in the meantime, you can't close Gitmo because there's not enough money to do it. So what is one to do? And we keep coming back to the whole idea of Nancy Pelosi and the fact that she was pushing for these hearings to try to nail the people who crafted the memos that allowed the, quotes, waterboarding to happen in the first place. But was it unconstitutional? Was it against the Geneva Conventions? I mean, you know, this story has so many twists in it. It's worse than a month of watching one of those bloody soap operas like All My Children, where you, and I'm not a soap opera person, but where you have no idea, the cousin impregnated the woman next door, but the woman next door has amnesia, and then she told somebody about it, but then she forgot about it, and then the brother to the brother of the guy who owns the place where they live held her up at gunpoint. I mean, you know how crazy and stupid and ridiculous some of the plots can be for soap opera, and that's what's happening with this mash of, I think, information that's out there on the enhanced interrogation techniques and where we're headed with all of this. I have to think, and I'm serious about this, I've got to think that the Taliban, people in the Taliban, people who are jihadists, people who are terrorists, are loving this. They are kicking back and giggling like schoolgirls because they can't believe how much we tear each other up over this. And this just gives them more opportunity. And finally, finally, the former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, stepped up to the plate as he was on a talk show. He's on Joe Scarborough's show that's on, I think, MSNBC in the morning. And I love some of the things that he had to say because I think he is dead on. He lived this. He was there. He saw what happened. And we're talking about New York City, what happened in New York City. And listen to what he has to say.
It reminds me, to some extent, the debates we used to have in the 80s and 90s about criminals, people who would go after the police and constantly think about expanding the rights of criminals. It made them feel more sympathetic, more for the underdog. And this is much worse than just criminals. I mean, we're talking about terrorists who kill innocent people. They are very well organized, they're very disciplined, and they feed on this kind of sympathy or empathy. They take advantage of it.
Are you talking
and these
about
people don't get it? Islamic extremist terrorists are particularly impressed by the way we conduct our interviews. They couldn't give a darn. I've been investigating them since the late 1960s, early 1970s. They are single-minded. They have their own objectives in mind. We can be as nice to them or as bad to them as possible. They don't recruit based on that. They recruit based on their hatred of the West, They recruit on the basis of hatred of women. They recruit on the basis of the hatred of the modern world. I've read thousands and thousands of documents, listened to tape recorders. I've never heard an Islamic terrorist say, oh, gee, I became a terrorist because they waterboarded some other terrorist. And the reality is, every form of interrogation is sometimes effective and sometimes not effective. The question is, should you take the technique away?
Yeah, so there you go, listening to what Giuliani had to say. Now, there's plenty of things I could disagree with the former mayor about, but I think he's dead on correct on this. And he's right. In his personal experience, this is exactly what he dealt with when he was trying, in a different way, when he was trying to shut the mafia down in New York City. And then, of course, he had to deal with the terrorism issue because it happened on his watch. And I don't think they care. I agree. If you want to take it from the terrorist point of view, they don't give two hoots. They could give a crap about what we think about them. It is all about destroying the Western culture, not just the United States. Any form similar to ours, any kind of a democracy, that's exactly what the ultimate goal is, and we know it. And how you change that is how you get a hold of the minds of some of the younger boys growing up who are near the hornet's nest at some of these mosques in the Middle East and others recruiting them. And they're lonely. They feel like they have nothing to live for and have no opportunity. And, you know, I mean, that goes on and on. Ultimately, they're preyed upon. They get indoctrinated and they believe, they live it, and they will do whatever it takes to become that martyr, to become the jihadist who wins favor and leaves something behind. The only way, I think, and in talking to people who do this for a living, that you change this is to start there at the grassroots level. And a lot of that is up to countries who find themselves surrounded by a lot of these terror camps or these terrorists hiding out, or the people in Pakistan as we see the Taliban advancing certainly there. So bravo to Giuliani, I think, for saying it best on Scarborough's show. I agree 100% with that. Now, do I think more photographs will be released? Do I think that more memos will be released and all that stuff? Ultimately, with this court battle, there is probably a really good chance of that happening. With Gitmo, you know, that was one of the things that Obama talked about, that it was going to be closed. So the pledge was to close the prison by 2010. The way the money situation is, I don't know that I see that happening in 2010. And with so many of the 240, because it's 240 people we're talking about that are being held there, most of their countries don't want them back. So that's the thing. If there are innocent people that are part of this pack and they've been there for 6 years, you know, how do you deal with that in processing the people that are there? Remember the lawyers, remember the military tribunals, of course, that were held. And I think you have to be skeptical about thinking that Gitmo is going to be closed even in 2010. What do you think? I mean, here's a great question. Should it be closed, and should we just take in all these prisoners? 800-259-5791. Kate hanging out with you here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Dust. What's the deal with Nancy Pelosi and her good friend Harry Reid? I think that they need publicists rather than the squeaky clean little Congressites that run around them. You know what I'm talking about, the pages, whatever. Because somebody is dropping the ball with these people big time. First, you had Nancy Pelosi, who looked so ridiculous. She reminded me of when I was at Ohio University and I had to give a speech. You know, I had a class on giving a speech, and everybody gets up, and they're nervous, and you're shaking like a leaf, and you just got to deliver a couple of words, and man, I was all over the map, just like everybody else. As a freshman, lost my place. Somehow I got muddled through it, but I'm talking about being a freshman at a college campus, and you've never done that before at a big lecture hall. I'm not talking about being a crafty, skilled politician who seem to be bred for the art of the spin game. And Nancy Pelosi was a wreck last Thursday, let's be honest about it, okay? And now you have Harry Reid, who also seems lost in the sauce when it comes to trying to figure out what the deal is with Guantanamo. And he's saying he's opposed to releasing the inmates. He said something to that effect, right? Because he didn't want them in the U.S. And then a spokesperson later comes back and says, oh, yeah, he misspoke. He might have misspoke on that. He was talking about the funding. I mean, are you serious here? Somebody has to give these people lessons. I don't get it. Anyway, he does it best. Here's what he had to say. Or maybe he's silent again. So, see, that's the problem. Harry Reid needs a lot of spokespeople. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate.
How
hey, you know, Harry, You know, I thought the idea of taking them to Guantanamo in the first place was not to bring them, put them on in the United States.
Bingo, you are right.
And, you know, so it's kind of like now they want to release them, but and for us, then none of the other countries, you know, we've got quite a few countries to take them. They don't want them.
They don't want them. They don't want them at all. They won't take them back, and that's the problem. I mean, Eric Holder, the attorney general, was trying to do something about this, but he's coming up empty. He's got nothing. It's forcing Gitmo, frankly, to stay in operation.
And, you know, if you let them go, then, you know, they're going to come back and fight us, because wouldn't you? I mean, if you were held for 6 years in a jail and you felt like it was unjust and you still wanted to kill Americans, you know you're going to go right back at it doing it. I mean,
absolutely.
These guys think they're going to die martyrs or something like that. But anyway, though, hey, sorry I cut out on you last night. I should have pulled over. I forgot a bad spot I was going to. I two things today caught me. One, the new EPA standards. They kind of bypassed Congress somehow to pull this thing for the president. And, you know, I'm kind of going to side with him a little bit on this, Kate, and the point that automobile manufacturers had the technology for years to make far better gas-consuming vehicles. And the thing people, I don't think a lot of people understand maybe with automobiles is that, you know, what do you need to make an automobile go down the road?
You need gasoline.
And if you don't have automobiles, then what's the purpose of gasoline?
Yeah.
So these two have been in cahoots, you know, the oil companies and you know, the big three and the rest of the automakers, they've been in cahoots for ages. You know, I mean, one can't live without the other. And so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you start cutting one back, and the other one's like, well, I got to cut you back or something like that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
They've had this technology for quite a while. I mean, it's not like it's going to take massive research funding to, you know, one of the things other people might not have recognized is as automobiles have been developed over the years, they keep gaining horsepower. You get stronger engines, faster engines. You know, I mean, you can go from the original Volkswagen Bug that had like quite a bit. I think 60, 70, maybe 80 horsepower, something like that, to where now, you know, if you're under 130 horsepower, that's you know, that's plenty to get a car down the road, you know. And I know about this. Everybody's got to be driving around in some jalopy, you know, that you get hit, you're going to die. You know, that's not
the smart car? You mean the smart car? Is that what you're talking about?
Have you seen it? I mean, first of all, I couldn't fit in the first place. But secondly, I was just like, my gosh, to sit there and say that we have to have these little jalopies to be able to get better gas, that's a bunch of crap. They have the technology, Kate, I'm telling you. They've got engines that, you know, that can get upwards of 50 miles to the gallon that they can put into small trucks and those cars. It's just redesigning, and it's not going to take them much to do that. So I'm going to do about 50-50 with Obama on this, you know. But the other thing I got to get to real quick that really fried my brains today was the when I heard this, and it was the credit card rights bill that came down. Now I understand, you know, these credit card guys are fine. I mean, I'm not in no way backing them or whatever, you know. But at the same time, you know, when you sign your name to a contract, and I got three credit cards, Kate, and you know, actually four. You know, I read the contracts and everything. I understand what happens if I miss a payment, you know, if I go over my limit,
right?
You know that up front, so
right.
But at the same time, I guess the part is that, you know, it seems like once you've crossed that line, credit card companies can do whatever they want to you, you know. And maybe that's what this legislation was about today. But the one thing that caught me off guard today, and this is the thing that really ticked me off, is that I heard, whether this is a rumor or something that credit card companies are actually going to do, they're going to cut the grace period on credit cards.
No, they are, yes.
And, you know, I basically, you know, I have an Amex card that I use, you know, it's a frequent flyer deal. I get zillions of frequent flyer miles.
Yep.
You know, I never get on vacations, but
sure.
My buddy does. He's going to Hawaii with his wife. But anyway, the I put all my gas, everything I use with the businesses and stuff. You know, $2,000-$3,000 a month. I pay it off every month.
Right.
You know. Now we're talking. You know, the second you purchase anything on a credit card, you're going to start getting charged interest. You know, and I'm just kind of like, and they're going to do this to thumb their nose back at Congress.
That's right.
For changing things, you know.
That's right.
And it comes back down, I guess, to, you know, who's in control, you know. Once again, you know, we know liberals and Democrats in Congress and including some Republicans, all they want is power, you know.
Right.
They want to be
right.
able to control everything. They
right.
think that they can control corporate America. Well,
mm-hmm.
credit cards are part of corporate America. Mm-hmm. And as you see, you know, it's my old saying, you know, when God bless her soul, Joan Croc was alive, you know. You know, the Croc family built McDonald's. You know, I said, you raise Joan Croc's taxes, she's going to raise the price of the Big Mac.
That's right.
You know, the rich people, the rich are not going to go poor. I mean,
that's
they,
right.
you know, how long has the Rockefeller family been around? You know, generations.
Right.
You know,
right.
You're not going to tax these people
no.
into
mm-hmm.
oblivion. If they're
no.
just going to keep raising their prices. So.
No, and it's interesting, Don. Great call. Thanks for the call. A couple of things that Don said, and I said this, I went off on this, about the credit cards, is exactly what he said. That one thing that you don't realize, in one way, you say, well, thank God. I mean, I'm not going to have 28% or 40%, and what if I pay my credit cards off, and all of a sudden I get slammed with this, they jump up my interest rate. Well, that all sounds good, but what he just said is true. All the things about the frequent flyer miles, the stuff that you get on the Discover card, they're good about that cash back where you can go buy shoes or go do whatever. In fact, I just went to Foot Locker and got some shoes because I got cash rewards and I always pay ahead of time and all that stuff. Well, that's going to be gone, baby. And like Don said, the big thing is you're going to be paying more interest the second it hits your credit card, where you didn't have that before. So once again, the person who gets punched in the head is the person who was paying everything on time. So there's more to this credit card thing than meets the eye. It sounds good on the surface. It sounds great on the surface because everybody says, yeah, screw the credit card companies. They're just trying to rip us off. And they are. It's like they have their own little mafia. But this is their way, like Don said, to push back. And that's exactly what they're doing. And that's how it makes sense, so they can make their billions of dollars back. Stu and Mark, hang on. I promise we're getting to you next here on America Tonight.
Not
silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Democrats under no circumstances will move forward without a comprehensive, responsible plan from the president. We will never allow terrorists to be released into the United States. Part of what we don't want is them to be put in prisons in the United States. We don't want them around the United States.
All right, Senator Harry Reid is kind of feeling his way through three different subjects at a news conference, a bunch of misstatements, and then one of his little flunkies, a spokesperson who had no idea. I mean, he botched three different things in one news conference, including the health of Senator Edward Kennedy from Massachusetts, who was absent because he was getting a new round of treatment for his brain cancer. When Harry Reid was asked if the cancer was in remission, he said, as far as I know, it is yes. And, of course, Kennedy's office didn't, you know, confirm his comments or make any statements in response to that. And of course, public silence. It's a classic Washington disavowal, as somebody said to me. And as I read on one of the wires, I thought, oh yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And that's not the only thing. He was asked about Senator Byrd, who of course is the longest serving senator in history. He was hospitalized over the weekend, and Reid reported that Byrd was going to be released from the hospital Tuesday or later in the week. And that's not exactly right. It's an undetermined amount. He's improving, but he's still there, and they haven't even made a date for his release. But the biggest part is, who cares about all of that, the updates, but he mangled his own party's position on Gitmo. Yeah. He was saying that the Senate Democrats would join the House counterparts in withholding the money Obama needs to close Guantanamo until Obama comes up with a plan for relocating the prisoners. He even took it a step further and saying that he wanted to see a plan for the money before Congress approves it, saying this: we will never allow terrorists to be released into the United States. And, of course, nobody was talking about the terror suspects among the American folks, imprisoning them but not releasing them. So it was just more nonsense on the Hill. That's what it was. Okay, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi Kate. I got a couple of points. Give me as much time as you'll
go ahead.
Respond. A couple months, about a year ago, DeRoy Murdoch wrote a column in the Weekly Standard, and this is what it was about. You're talking about Gitmo, and what are we going to do with these guys? There's no congressional district in this country, even Leavenworth, Kansas, or Colorado, where the Supermax prison is, that wants these guys. Nobody wants these guys in this country. You're absolutely right. Eric Holder went to France and Germany. He begged that. I think France took one guy. He might have been Algerian. They don't want these people. Their home countries don't want them. It's a proven fact that the Saudi Arabia and Yemen both have these programs to rehabilitate these. They've been found, the terrorists, they've been found back on the battlefield again. What makes the American people or these politicians think that if they, you know, if Harry Reid can say whatever he wants, they're going to be released here, especially those Chinese Uyghurs, I think they were called.
Oh, yes.
But here's my point. DeRoy Murdoch wrote the column. This... When the lawyers went down to Gitmo to argue for the Supreme Court and for due process rights for these animals, and you got to forgive me, I'm jumping out of my skin here because, listen, I was listening to the Alan Combs show and a caller called in because Alan had a guest who was a lawyer, who was appreciative of what the lawyers did for these guys,
right.
But the guest said, oh, we did this for nothing, we did it pro bono. This is what you have to realize, America. This scumbag lawyer. He lied to you. Let me tell you why. The biggest white shoe, most expensive law firms in the world that wouldn't even spit on you if you were on fire, they make money because they have corporate accounts that America pays for. It could be Sears. It could be Goodyear. Pick the biggest corporate, McDonald's. They keep these people on retainer. So they and these lawyers make so much money off of corporate America. That's you and me, America, when you go to stores and you buy and you keep America going. These big corporations keep these white shoe law firms in business, and they allow their associates pro bono to go down and defend these guys. And the lawyer, so when he said that they don't make anything, that's a lie. They want to make history by going into the law book.
That's
so
right.
100 years from now, their grandkids can sit up and say, this is what we did. But
that's
here's
right.
The problem, America. They make millions of dollars. When those terrorists get released and we get hit again, they're not going to be living, they're not going to go to Manhattan in the Upper West Side or Greenwich, Connecticut or Darien or Beverly Hills where these lawyers live. They're going to hit me and you on the subway, on the buses,
yep.
in the shopping centers. And one of the callers to Alan Combs' show even said, you know, let's build a place for them like I said. He said Chicago. And he said, oh, that's funny. Alan Combs said, I don't want to build them in Chicago. The inference being, well, Obama's from Chicago. I
sure.
said, build it close to where the lawyers that defended them so when we get hit again. But it's not a joke. These people laugh. And really quick, Giuliani, you know, I know you appreciate what he said, but
mm-hmm.
during the 60s and 70s, he was not looking at the terrorism. Read the books about his history. And I know I sound like a broken record, but Peter Lance, in his book Triple Cross,
yeah.
Giuliani was a Southern
Talk
District of New
that.
York prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
They overshadowed a lot of stuff with the terrorism. So while Giuliani gets up there and talks tough game,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of stuff that went by underneath the radar while these guys were here because they knew they were here, and they were so fixated on mob trials that they allowed the terrorism stuff to go undetected. And for them to come out now and tout their record like Giuliani's doing, and I told you, Giuliani, the Republican Party, is going to support Christopher Christie in New Jersey. These guys covered up or stopped investigations at the terrorism, so he can talk all the tough he wants. It doesn't make any sense. Giuliani disarmed America because they took their eye off the ball with terrorism, and they disarmed the people in New York City. I know I'm sounding like a broken record with the gun issue. He took the guns away from everybody. And it's like, did you see the New York Post today? We have another rapist running around the Upper East Side.
Yes.
It's like every 6 months because the people can't defend themselves.
Right.
Crime is up in New York City in such
mm-hmm.
a certain part. These guys, I'm sick and tired of listening to these Scarboroughs and these other pundits. And what I've been doing, just so I can put a plug in for a shortwave radio, Kate, there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of shows on shortwave. In addition to your show, which could you let everybody speak, they should listen to that because there's stuff coming out that's it's just horrendous about where we're going in this country. And the news media, the CIA-directed news media, they don't tell you what's going on. It's
right. Absolutely. There's a lot of things that go under the wire. Thanks, Mark. And one
right.
of the things Mark said, he's right about Giuliani. That's why I said I don't see eye to eye with Giuliani on most of the things that he did with that he did when he was mayor, except for I completely agree with how he phrased that today when he was on Scarborough's show, how he finally said it's because we hadn't heard that from anyone. And, of course, it's easy for him to say that he's not in a current political gig, but it's what he was saying anyway when the whole terrorist thing happened. Mark's right. He didn't do much. He took the guns away and all that sort of stuff, and he focused on the mob, which is what I said, because he did a good job with the mob stuff. But there's a lot of things that Giuliani really fell off the map with. But he was dead on right when he talks about the whole waterboarding thing. Absolutely. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, Giuliani did do some things. I mean, he
cleaned up
the drugs, the hookers, the homeless, 23 tax cuts over his time in there. Lower taxes, get more tax cuts than any other mayor, I believe, it was combined in New York City. But anyway, it goes. I just want to speak on this cafe standards. I heard Don's point. He's got a good point. But I feel this way. We drive big four-wheel drives at my house. My daughter's the only one that has a car that gets 28, 29 miles a gallon. Okay? It is my God-given right to drive what I want to drive. I don't need Barack Obama telling me that this is the standards that we want you to set at. When I go out in my 19-foot jet boat with a 455 big block Oldsmobile on it that sucks 16 gallons per hour, that's my right. That's my money going in that gas tank.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to do. I don't think government needs to intervene in cafe standards. They're having a hard these car companies are having a hard time. I understand what Don's saying with the oil companies.
Right.
But at the same time, it's my safety. It's my family's safety. It's our right. They're not going to build a full-size Lincoln Navigator that is going to get 30 miles to a gallon. I don't think
they'll do that.
And you know, I mean, we get 12 miles a gallon. I think my wife gets 13 miles a gallon around town as she goes. I'm putting the gas in the tank. Not Barack Obama. Not the Democrats. No one else. And as far as, you know, and the global warming crap, you know, that's whatever.
Well, but
you
see,
go
Don, I mean, see, Stu, rather, that's where they're going to get you. They're going to get you about the greenhouse gas pollution. They say, well, Stu, you know what? Kentucky's a beautiful place. And why aren't you helping to keep it green? Because you are polluting, brother. You are pumping out all of that poisonous gas.
Why don't they ask Al Gore that on Earth Day when he had all of his trees lit up in his yard in Nashville, actually Franklin, Tennessee, or down by Brentwood. He had all the lights shining in his trees. He had lights on in his home. Why don't they ask Barack Obama that when he shoots the Air Force One with two fighter jets behind it over Manhattan at $334,000? How big of a carbon footprint did that put on America?
Yeah. I agree.
When Nancy Pelosi flies from, or Pelosi is, like I said, my kids like to call her, as she flies from D.C. to San Francisco, whose carbon footprint is that? And whose tax dollar is that?
You are right, my friend. Absolutely.
You know, I guess I get a little aggravated because the Democrats are always, and Harry Reid, who in the hell gave him the right to say responsibility? He can't even spell responsibility. That's like Obama saying morals and principles, and what was it Plowsy said yesterday in her press conference, values? Mm-hmm. These people don't know what responsibility, values, morals, and principles are. If they did, they wouldn't. Let me tell you, I was so aggravated last night over this. But thanks, Kate. I just wanted to speak. Nothing against Don. Don's usually right on the money. I just disagree with that tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting. You make a great point, Stu. Why should you be told that then? And here's what I think. First of all, I made the joke about you just buy your car right before 2016, and then it's still going to be good for another 7 years. We'll see where this goes. They're talking about saving money and being greener. More on that next.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts,
extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
This rule provides the clear certainty that will allow these companies to plan for a future in which they are building the cars of the 21st century. Yes, it costs money to develop these vehicles, but even as the price to build these cars and trucks goes up, the cost of driving these vehicles will go down as drivers save money at the pump. And this is a point I want to emphasize. If you buy a car, your investment in a more fuel-efficient vehicle as a result of this standard will pay off in just 3 years. 3 years' time, you will have paid off the additional investment required. So this is a winning proposition for folks looking to buy a car. In fact, over the life of a vehicle, the typical driver would save about $2,800 by getting better gas mileage. The fact is, everyone wins. Consumers pay less for fuel, which means less money going overseas and more money to save or spend here at home. The economy as a whole runs more efficiently by using less oil and producing less pollution. And companies like those here today have new incentives to create the technologies and the jobs that will provide smarter ways to power our vehicles.
But what say you, America? Do you agree with Stu? Screw it. I want to drive what I want to drive. And I'm going to pump the gas in it. I got to pay for it. So I don't want the government to stand in my way. Here's the bottom line with what you just heard from the mouth of the President of the United States. You're not going to have a choice because the auto manufacturers are going to be held to this. In other words, all the stickers on the cars, they're going to be required at 35 plus. So if they can't, if the technology, which Don was talking about, that they have this technology, they could put them in some of these trucks and whatnot. If they can't do it, or if they refuse to do it or whatever, then they won't be selling those cars or those trucks because that's what's going to be on the market. It translates into 35.5 miles a gallon, average for cars and the what they call the light trucks, you know. So the percentage increase in cars would be greater and would rise from 27.5, and it would start in 2016. You'd have a grace period if you had gotten something before that. See, what you can I'll tell you what you can expect, though, on the road, I'm assuming, is hybrids and plug-in hybrids and all-electric car models. And, you know, you're going to see more Toyota Priuses and Honda Civics like that that get more than 39 miles a gallon in the highway city driving. You're going to see more of those cars, probably. Now, California and 13 other states in the District of Columbia had pushed the Bush administration to let them enact rules to cut the greenhouse gas emissions by 30%. But the Bush guys blocked that request and then fought a lawsuit. Obama's decided to adopt one of the key elements of that strategy, obviously. So, I don't know, $1,300 more per car, is it justified? Because that's the other thing. The new requirement is going to cost you an extra $1,300 starting in 2016. But then, of course, you would save at the pump. But that's the thing. And this is the doublespeak of it. So in a way, Stu has a great point. Obama's saying, oh, this is great for the everybody wins. You know, then the motorists win. It's great for the environment. Da, 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 da. But just strictly from an economics point of view, the typical driver would save about $2,800 over the lifetime of a car. Lifetime. And that's if gasoline is about $3.50 a gallon by then. And that, of course, can change. So you're going to have to pay up front, though, $1,300 more. So whatever you negotiate in your price when you're doing that stupid haggling thing that you have to do at the dealership, unless you have a friend who doesn't screw you up, and you have somebody who's really good with the car, and you go back year after year, every 3 or 4 years or whatever it is, which a lot of people have that, you know, somebody that they trust and they work with them and that kind of stuff. But anyway, you can expect that this is one of the things. Well, you know, it's a government regulation, and that's going to, so it's going to cost you. In the beginning, it's going to cost you more money, $1,300 more. So there's, I think, the source of what will upset a few people, particularly when you live, let's be honest about it, when you live in a place like California, you live in a place like New York where you're already being taxed beyond belief to register the car, and everybody has to pay for registration, but it seems like it's sky high. When I was nearly in tears when I lived in California and I found out what I had to pay. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. That was the biggest shock for me, all the taxes that went along with it, and not driving a Benz or anything. So 13 more, it'll save you cash at the pump, but are you okay with that? Are you on board with that? You will cut the greenhouse gas emissions, but this is the rule, and it'll improve the fuel efficiency, and it'll save you money over time. But here's the thing. Are you like Stu? If consumers want the efficiency and they're willing to pay for it, then, you know, you can demand it. But what if you don't want it? You don't care. You're being forced with this. I don't know. I think it's a mixed bag. I see the value in one sense, but then I see how you're going to get plugged up in the beginning. You know that, like I said, I hate that whole car deal anyway, how that rolls out. And then you're going to get tagged with that much more added on. And then I wonder what kind of these fuel economy cars or light trucks, what are they really going to be like? What are they going to look like? I mean, what are we talking about? And think about that. Car is a thing for a lot of people. You bust your rear end, you want to, it goes back to the same point. You bust your rear end, you want to drive and Escalade, you want to drive whatever it is. You might not have those choices. Maybe they'll be cut back unless they being the automakers, find a way to make that bigger car/truck fit into these standards, because they're going to have to. But either way, you're going to pay more. That's the bottom line. Because you're going to pay an extra $700 for mileage standards that have already been approved, and then $600 for a car is going to be tacked on, too. So then you do the math, and that's where you get the $1,300. In the end, we always pay, right? So there's two. There's more to the CAFE standards than meets the eye when you start to look into it. And, of course, as I said already, there's more to the credit card thing than meets the eye. Not with the headlines scream. If you don't read the story or know more about it, then you don't realize, okay, well, here's what truly this means for me. It means that you're going to pay more money and you might not be driving a car that you want to drive. Got a couple of emails here from people asking me about the earthquake that I mentioned a while ago. And the earthquake, got one here from Ann who says, is this the earthquake that you were talking about the other night? And no, the answer to that is this is a brand new earthquake. That's what's so frightening about it. Yes, it's not a 6.5 or a 7, but it was 4.1. Happened in the afternoon, almost 4 o'clock, 10 miles southwest of downtown. So think in your mind, 10 miles southwest of downtown. Of course, here we are. Bingo. LAX again. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, that's where it struck. No damages. There was some emergency calls, but nothing big. You had lots of people. Firefighters were dispatched to the streets to check through the districts to make sure there wasn't any kind of cracks or damages. Of course, when you say LAX, you have to check the runways to make sure, and you have to check other structures at the airport, because if there was any structural damage you didn't notice, that could spell disaster, but that wasn't the case. You could barely feel it at LAX, but you have to do that. So here we go again. You have more rattled nerves is what I would say would be pretty much the aftermath or the aftershocks of this earthquake. You live in California, you know it's a reality, but here you have back-to-back within a couple of days, and they're small ones. You look at the plates, the tectonic plates, and you look at the fault lines in California, and you know that this is what happens. It could be the Central Coast. It could be Los Angeles. It could be Yorba Linda. But this is what you deal with when you live on the left coast, and everybody knows that. So bottom line is, luckily, it was another small one. Nobody was hurt, just some rattled nerves when they think about the two back-to-back earthquakes. It's like I say all the time, at least once or twice a week here on America Tonight, right? Because we're talking to you live. There's going to be something that happens, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's mudslides, flooding, windstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes. It's Mother Nature, and Mother Nature can be pretty ugly. Just ask the people that live in L.A. after dealing with those wildfires a couple of weeks ago.